Okay, continuing now on the first wide line, four words in, the Gemara says "Lema katanoi," which means "Let us say," or "Shall we say katanoi?" It's a like a machlokus tanoim. It's like ka tanoi, a machlokus tanoim. That's what the word katanoi means. Well, the whole expression "Lema katanoi" means. Shall we suggest that this issue of whether Simonim Midoraisa Rabbanan is indeed a machlokus tanoim? As we learn in the following Braisa, the Braisa says, Ein me'idim alashuma, we witnesses cannot test, may not testify al hashuma, on a wart, to identify that this deceased is really the husband of the woman who wants to remarry, and the only way we can identify him is by a wart on his body. And the Braisa says, according to the Tanna Kamma, that they may not testify on the wart. Va'aloza ben Mahavai Omer, but Aloza ben Mahavai says, Me'idin al Hashuma, they may testify on a wart. Rashi says, Ein mi'idin al hashuma, they may not testify about the shuma, the wart. Rashi says, mi'idin al hi'isha, those who are testifying about the woman, lahasi'a, to allow her to remarry. Lahasi'a, I think we had that word before, but from the word nesu'in, marriage, and the hey prefix is to cause, to get married. So lahasiya, to permit her, to cause her to get married. Va'amru, and they said, simon haya bo. They said a simon that was on him. Shuma, a wart, be'eva ploni, on such and such a organ. Eva is organ, ploni is such and such. Next, Rashi is just giving us the French word for shuma. Okay, we'll skip that. Okay, the Gemara continues, but essentially the Braisa is saying that there's a machlokus, whether a shuma, whether a wart is sufficient, or the identification of the wart is sufficient evidence to identify the corpse. The Gemara says, my lav, is it not that baha kamifligli, about this, about that, they argue? The Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma sava simonim drabonin, simonim drabonin. That's why the Tanna Kamma does not permit for this type of testimony. Va'aloza ben Mahavai savar, but Aloza ben Mahavai is of the opinion simonim deraisa, the simonim deraisa, and that's why it's good testimony. Rashi says simonim drabonin, v'gabe eishes ish, and regarding a married woman, the isur de araisahu, that it's a deraisa prohibition. It is, and it's a deraisa prohibition of deraisa level. It is meaning that for her to marry someone, if she's still married and she marries somebody else, then she's violating an isur deraisa. So therefore, lo samchinon, we do not rely alaihu on them, on these witnesses, on the wart. Simonim. The simonim which they're testifying about. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rava. Rava says, in response to this, that maybe that's essentially no. You can't necessarily prove from this brisa that it's a machlokas tanoim, because the following, dalichof ayin, dekuli alma, dekuli alma, that kuli is all, alma is world, that's Aramaic, dekuli alma, that kuli alma, the whole world are of the opinion. That's the expression. The whole world is of the opinion, and that's referring to the Braisa over here, the Machlokas and the Braisa. For all intents and purposes, they are the whole world, as we are learning the Braisa. Simonim deraisa, the whole world holds that simonim deraisa, both Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar ben Mahavai could hold simonim ad deraisa. V'hocha, Beshuma Mitsuya Beben Gilu Kamiflagi. And here, regarding a shuma, a wart, being found, Mitsuya being found, able to be found, Beben Gilo, on Ben Gilo. Let's just, I'll explain what this is in a second. They're arguing, conflicting, they're arguing. And they're arguing about a Shuma that could be found on a Ben Gilo. They're arguing. Rashi says, Ben Gilo had no lad b'shaito, the one who was born b'shaito at his, on his time or in his time. Meaning that basically it's somebody who's born in the same mazel as you. So Hanola b'shaito, the one who was born b'shaito in his time, the first person's time, shenoldu b'mazel echad, they were born b'mazel echad under one mazel. Meaning that if two people are born under the same mazel, is there a possibility that they're going to share physical characteristics as well? And the Gemara is suggesting, or Rav is suggesting, maybe the machlokas in the Braisa is regarding this specifically, about a shuma, a wart, being found on a ben gilo, on someone else's, on the ben gilo of an individual, the other individual who was born in his mazel. So that's what they're arguing about. As follows, Masova, the Gemara says, Masova, one opinion is of the opinion, and this would be the Rabbi Elazar ben Mahavai. Masova, the one master is of the opinion, Shuma Matsuya b'ben Gilo, a wart could be found b'ben Gilo on his mazel contemporary, on his mazel friend. Umasova, Shuma Eina Matsuya b'ben Gilo, and the other one is saying, that, which is a Tanakama, that a Shuma is not typically found on a Ben Gilo. So, but that's the Machlokas, but in terms of Simonim being deraisa the Rabbanan, you could argue that, yeah, the Tana, the Braisa holds, everyone holds the Simonim are deraisa. And he says, he boyasema, if you want, I could say, the Kuli Alma, that the whole world is of the opinion that Shuma ainu mitzuyah b'Ben Gilo, a Shuma is not found on a Ben Gilo, someone of the same mazel, v'hocha, and here, b'simonim hasuyin l'shtanus la'acha misa k'miflegei. Here, regarding simonim which are prone to change, which are literally made, suyin made, that a good way to say this would be prone l'hishtanus to change la'acha misa k'miflegei. After death, they're arguing. Do simonim change after death? A simon on the body, is it usual for it to change after the person dies? Masov is simonim asuyin lishtanus la'achamisa. One opinion is one master is of the opinion that simonim are usual to change after death. Masov is simonim ainus lishtanus la'achamisa. And the other one says, no, it's not usual to change after death. So Rashi says, bisimonim asuyin. If they are prone or usual, made to change, or enim asunyin lehishtanos, or they're not usual to change. Im bechayov, if in his lifetime, hoisa shuma shechora, there was a black wart, but moso, in his death, nasis, it became, Levana, white, or epoch, or the opposite way round. So that could be the Shaila, that could be the Machlokas. And the Tanakhama says that it could change, and that's why you can't rely upon it. And Rabbi Elazar ben Mahavai says they don't change, and therefore witnesses can rely upon it. And now another possibility for the Machlokas, Aleph Beis Aleph is short for Ibois Ema. If you want, I could say, Ibois Ema, if you want, I could say, the Kuliyama, the whole world, and everyone agrees, Shuma Eino Suyu Lishtanos, that a Shuma is not usual to change, La'achamisa, after death, everyone agrees with that, possibly, and the Simonim Drabonin, and Simonim Drabonin, and according to this version now, maybe the Brisa, everyone holds in the Brisa, the Simonim Drabonin, V'hocha, and here, b'shuma simon muvaku k'miflegi. And here, in the Braisa, they're arguing whether or not a shuma is a simon muvaku. That's what they're arguing. Okay, so simon muvaku is a, the word muvhak is unique, a very outstanding, unique type of siman. So let's see Rashi on this. Rashi says, muvhak, v'afilu simanim drabanan, and even if simanim are drabanan, yesh lismoch al zeh, there is to rely upon this. You know, so there are types of simanim which are just regular simanim, and there are simanim muvhakim, very unique, outstanding simanim, that even if you hold simanim drabanan, but a simon muvhak would be relied upon, even for deraisa circumstances. So the Gemara says, v'hocha hiya b'shuma, regarding a shuma, simon muvhak hu, whether it's a simon muvhak, they're arguing. Masavara, one opinion is of the opinion, shuma simon muvhak hu, a shuma is a simon muvhak, that would be Belozab ben Mahavai. Masavara, the Tanakama, the first opinion, the first master of the opinion, Shuma la simon muvhak hu, shuma is not a simon muvhak. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava said, Aleph Tof Lamed. This stands for Im Timtse Lomar. Which means Im if Timtse Tof Mem Tzadi Yod. You will find, or you should find, Lomar. Lamed Vav Mem Resh Lomar, to say. If you would find to say, or in other words, if you'll assume simonim lav deraisa, the simonim are not deraisa, so he asks a very good question. Heichi mahadrinan avedosa b'simonim. How can we return a lost article with simonim? Rashi says, Heichi mahadrinan, how could we return? Koloma, this means to say, matakona ra'u chachomim. What enactment did the Chachamim see bedavar regarding this matter, or the matter, likones, to enter into besofik, or likones, to enter besofik into a sofik, into a doubt, lahachzir, to allow to be returned, momon, money, lemisha'ena shalo, to whom it is not his? In other words, you know, if you're saying simonim derabbanan, essentially the rabbanan is making a takana to give money to people, to give money to somebody that it doesn't belong to. Because by saying that, you know, you now have to return this item with the simonim that this person provides, he may not be the rightful owner. So how can the chachamim make such a takana to give money to somebody that it doesn't belong to? So the Gemara answers by saying, Denicha, that there is contentment. Nicha means content, satisfaction. That there is contentment lay to him, lemotse, to the finder of the aveda, the nahader b'simonim, that he returns with simonim. He returns the object with the simonim. In other words, the finder would be content to give it back to this individual who is producing the simonim. He's content to do that. Ki heichi, in order, the key, that when, of delay lididei, there is a loss of it, lididei, to him. The lay and the lididei are very similar in meaning. Not 100% sure if the lay is going on the object or is going on him as well. So, but basically, of the lay l'didei, we'll say if there is a loss to him, if he loses something, ki heichid the ki of the lay l'didei, in order that when he loses it, an object, nami, also nahadru, they'll return lay to him, b'simonim, with simonim. In other words, it's satisfactory to the finder to give back with simonim, even though simonim may only be drabonim. And the fairness of it is that he'll also benefit from this takana too. By him giving it back to the person who produced the simonim, he'll be able to receive back lost articles who return things when he produces simonim. Rashi says, Heichi, actually there's no Rashi there, sorry, says the Gemara, Amalei Rasafra Larava, Rasafra said to Rava to challenge this, Vechi Adam Osa Tova La'atzmo. May a person, the Vechi is rhetorical, turns it into a question. Vechi Adam Osa Tova La'atzmo. May a person do a kindness La'atzmo for himself, a goodness for himself, B'mamon She'ena Shalo, with money which is not his. In other words, he's basically benefiting. He's taking a benefit that for himself to be able to retrieve lost articles himself at the expense of someone else's money. Because if this article which he's returning to the person, this claimant, is not really his under Torah law, because all he's doing is producing simonim, so he's giving it back to this person that doesn't really belong to him, perhaps. But why is he doing that? In order that he should benefit himself, that when he loses something, he'll be able to get his article back. Rashi says, "V'chi adam osa ubi nechusa demotze mayech baslei lon," and with the content, nechusa is the same word as the word nicha we had in the Gemara, ubi nechusa, and with the content demotze of the finder, mayech baslon. Why or what concern is it lon to us? Imish of the memenu, if the one that lost it from himself, lo nichale, is not content with it. Because, in this situation, the claimant may not be the true claimant. And the real loser is not happy with the fact that the finder is giving it back to this claimant with the simonim. And who cares if the finder gets benefit from this in the future, that he'll be able to get his lost articles back. But the true owner of this article is very frustrated about it. So therefore, how can the Chachamim make a takana, on the basis of a person's own benefit on the tab of someone else? Says the Gemara then, Ella, rather, the explanation for the logic of the takana is nichalei le balaveda. This contentment to him, to the balaveda, to the owner of the lost article, to the true owner of the article. The true owner is content. Le mehav simonim, to give simonim, le mishkalei, and to take his things back. True owners are happy to produce simonim, to get things back. Meida yoda. He surely knows the Eidim Leslei, that witnesses there are not to him. Umeima Omar, and he'll surely say, Kuli Alma, the whole world, Lo Yodi, do not know, Simonim of Hokim Dida, the unique simonim of the article. Va'ona, and I, Yehivna Simonim of Hokim Dida, I will give the simonim of Hakim, the unique simonim dida of it, v'shakalnala, and take it. So let's just read the Rashi. Rashi says, well, I'll just explain it first. He's saying that the balaveda, the takana is logical, because every balaveda, every loser of articles, want to be able to give simonim, even though simonim are not deraisa, we want to give a simon to be able to retrieve our lost articles. And the risk of someone else taking, or the risk of someone else producing the same simonim and taking it, is a low risk. Because, I know that I don't have Eidim, to prove ownership of my lost article. The only thing I do have is just a simonim. How many people know my simonim? Very few people. Hardly anyone would know my simonim. It pays for me, the takana pays for me. It's beneficial to me. Even though there's a risk that someone else could go ahead and produce those simonim and take it, I'm not concerned about that. I like this takana. Every owner likes this takana. Rashi says, "Ela Amar Rava." Rava said, "Kol Ov the Aveda." All losers of articles. Kol Ov the Aveda. All losers of articles of an article. Nichalahu. There's contentment to them. They're happy with it. Shetehidas zu be Yisrael, that there should be this law, the word das can mean law. There is this law in Israel, lemesav simonim, to give simonim. V'chol haba v'nosno yitlena, and everyone that comes, haba, the one who comes, v'nosno, and gives it, produces the simon, yitlena will take it. Losers of articles are happy with this. They're happy with the possibility of anyone coming and producing the simon and taking it. My time, what's the reason? Meidi yoda, he surely knows the edim lesle, that witnesses there is not to him. He doesn't have witnesses. Pa'amim she'ein lo edim aleha, there are times that there is not to him witnesses about it. Ve'im yas kikuhu le'edim, and if they will force him or compel him for witnesses, it was if Bezdin would. Or I think maybe either Bezdin or finders, the articles would compel him, Zokuk is to compel, would compel him, le'edim, for witnesses, to bring witnesses, lo savo, le'olam, le'yado, it will never come to him, it will not come forever to his hand, lo savo, le'olam, it will not come, le'olam, forever, le'yado, to his hand, u'mei ma'omar, and therefore he'll surely say, Tov li, it's good for me. Shiachziruha l'chol ha'oma simoneha. It's good for me that they should return it. The people should return it to anybody, ha'oma, who says simoneha, it's simonim. Delo shchicha, that it's not common, denema simonim dida. It's not common that they should say it's simonim. It's not common that anybody should be able to say it's simonim, ela ona, except me, except I. The kuli alma lo yode. The kuli alma, that the whole world lo yode, don't know of the simonim. So therefore it's beneficial, this whole enactment. Back to the Gemara. Asks the Gemara now, ela ha de tanan, however, that which we learned in the Mishnah, but that which we learned in the following Mishnah, would seem to be contradictory to this, as it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, Echod halova, Mishlosha yarzilalova, if you have one that borrows from three, one person borrowed from three different people, he got a loan from three different people, so yarzilalova, he has to return, the finder must return. It's referring to the documents. These three documents stating the loan of one person from three different people, these documents were found. They were lost. And they were found. So the finder is required to return all three of them to the lover, to the borrower. Shlosha shalavu mina echad. If it was three people, three different documents, from three different people that borrowed from one individual, from one malva, from one lender, so yarzila malva, the finder must return the documents to the malva, to the lender. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. So again, in the first case, one lova borrows from three people, you have to give it back to the lova, the borrower. Three borrowers borrow from one individual, from one malva, you give it back to the malva. Asks the Gemara, Nichale lelova lahadurile lemalva, is the lova content? Is the contentment to the lova lahadurile lemalva to return the documents to the malva, to the lender? Surely not. Why would the borrower want the documents to be returned to the malva? The only thing a debtor, you know, a borrower is never at all interested in. He doesn't care about getting the document back from the finder. His main concern is that the malva shouldn't have it again to go ahead. If he's a liar, if he's a crook, and he's a imposter, he's going to go ahead and use this document to collect his loan, to collect his debt again. So if you say that simonim adrabonim, and the reason and the logic of the enactment of giving back with simonim is because it's beneficial to the loser, Surely this case is not an example where it's beneficial to the loser. A borrower does not want the document to be given back to anybody. You know, he doesn't want to be given back to the malva to go ahead and use it again, says Rashi. First wide line. For Amru, and they said in the Brisa, in this Mishnah, to return it to the Malva without witnesses, with this simon, Shoma Shlosha, that the Mishnah says, Shlosha Hoyo. There were three. Umashlosha Lovim, and from three different borrowers. Ve'imina Lova Noflu, and if from the borrower Noflu they fell, Shekva Parom, that already he paid them, Minicha Lei, would he be content with it? Minicha Lei, is he content with it? But Takona Zu, with this Takona, with this enactment, Shiitnam Hamotzam, that the finders should, the one who finds them, Hamotzam, the one who finds them, Shiitnam, Shiitnam Hamotzam, that they should give them, the one who finds them should give them, L'chol habar, to anybody who comes along, v'nosein simonehem, and gives their simonim. The borrower does not have content from this. V'halo tov lo, is it not good for him? Is it not good for him? Sheyehu, that they should be munochim, stationary, stationary, biyad hamutzam, in the hand of the one who finds them. Olam is forever. The kol zaman shehem biyado, that the entire time that they are in his hand, the finder's hands, lo yachziram the malva, and he does not return them to the malva. Hareheim, behold, they are kasarufim, as though they are burned. Sarufim is burned. Sarav is to burn. Ka, like they're burned. It's as though they're just burnt up. They're non-existent. And he's not content that it should be returned to them. Besimonim, with simonim. Even the borrowers are not content to have them returned to them themselves. Even the borrower doesn't care about having them back. B'simon with simonim. Dilma, perhaps, misramei, it will happen. The yoda malva, that the malva would know, b'simonei, about their simonim, and correctly identify them and use the documents again to collect. That's the Gemara's question. And we're just challenging that premise that every balaveda, every loser of an article, is happy to be able to is happy with the enactment that you can get things back with simonim. It's not always the case. Okay, so the Gemara continues and answers this. Amalei, this is still Rava responding to Rav Safra. Rav Safra was the one who was asking these questions. Amalei, so he said back to him, Hasam there savarahu. It's logical. It's logical to be given back to the malva. Because the following, Echad Alova Meshlosha, in the case, the first case of the Mishnah, one who borrows from three, so then Yachzer, when one person is borrowing from three, therefore he has three documents. Yachzer Lova, you give it back to the Lova. Why? The Gabi Lova Shchichi, because besides the word Gabe would mean besides. On top of, but with the lova shchichi, the three documents are likely to be with the lova, with the borrower. It's three different people, one borrower, so obviously the three documents are going to be more likely in the possession of the borrower. So if we give it back to the borrower, and gabe malva lo shchichi, it's not logical that the one malva should have the three documents of the three the other two lenders as well. It doesn't make sense. So Shema Mino Malova Nofel. one hears from it, one would hear from that scenario that Malova Nafal, from the Lova, from the borrower, it fell, or they fell. And similarly, Shlosha, three people, Shalavu Me'echa, three who borrowed from one person, Yachzel Malva, he must give it back to the Malva, the lender. Degabi Malva Shchichi, because the three documents are more likely to be in the possession of the Malva, Degabe, that near with Malva, the Malva Shchichi, they're common, but Gabi Lova Lo Shchichi, but beside with the Lova, Lo Shchichi, they're not to be found, they're not logical to be found there. Rashi says, Hosam B'Simonim, over there with Simonim, Ki Hai, like this, with Simonim like this, regarding this case, Lo Echpas Lon B'Nichusa De Lova, we're not concerned, there is no concern, or there is no concern for, to us with regard to the contentment of the Lova. De Vadai, that certainly Lav Minei Nofel, certainly not from him did they fall. To Hanuch Shtore, Achrini, my boy Gabe. That these other Shtores, these other documents, what my boy Gabe, why would they be, why are they needed by him? Why would they be by him?